these bags, they've actually gotten, I feel like they've learned that they can make them a little cheaper now. This is a really nice bag. You could put two to maybe at least two bags worth of groceries in it. It seems like it holds more than you would imagine. And the handles are so strong that you can actually carry quite a bit of weight. And so it made carrying things from the car so much easier. I could do it in only a few trips rather than several. But they had even more uses than that for carrying things. We would use them to carry vegetables from the garden and fill them up. We would take them on trips and put our kids' toys inside of them and help them stay contained in the car, and we could pull them out easy and get them around. There were just so many different useful items for this. This I actually found this morning. It was hanging in our closet. I had been on a search for a while looking for one, if we had one still. It was hanging in our closet, and it was just being used to store a bunch of miscellaneous stuff. But so many different uses for this one bag. And bags are like that. They have a lot of uses. You can carry stuff in them and store stuff in them. But something about this bag really stuck out to me when I first picked it up. And that was that when I looked on the tag, it told me something about how this was made and what this bag came from. And I was surprised to find out that this bag didn't just start out as a bag, but it started out actually as 4 2-liter bottles. This bag was made out of recycling 4 2-liter bottles, things that were going to be thrown out, things that were pretty much useless, all of a sudden were turned into something that was of incredible value, incredible worth, incredible usefulness to me. I know we recycle often, but it's one thing to just put the recyclables in the bin. It's another thing to feel like, oh, look at what comes out of it. In 2 Corinthians 5:16 through 17, Paul says that we as Christians are kind of a lot like this bag, that we've been changed. We used to be something else, but now we are different. Now we have been given new life, a new purpose, a new identity. This morning we're going to be talking about change, specifically the change that takes place in us when we give our lives to Jesus Christ. In this passage that Sadie just read, we hear about a change that has occurred. And Paul talks about the source of this change and then the effects of this change on our lives. Because as Christians, as followers of Christ, each and every one of us has been made new. Is not the same. As we look at this passage in 2 Corinthians 5, first Paul says that the source of change in our lives is Christ himself. Source of our change is Christ. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone. The new is here. This change that Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians is actually dependent on Christ. If Christ isn't in the picture, no real change can take place. I thought it's interesting because, as you can tell, this bag isn't woven out of strips of bottle. It wasn't like someone just cut the plastic apart and then wove it together to make a bag. This bag actually had to undergo a process of change. The bottles had to be melted down. They had to be reformed to make something new, to make the materials that would go in to this bag. Without the heat, the melting process, this bag would still be a bag. It would still serve a purpose. but it would really only still be old bottles disguised as something different. It wouldn't be as strong, it wouldn't be as capable, and it probably wouldn't last as long. In the same way, without Christ working in us to bring change, we may look different, we may make changes in our lives, but ultimately, deep down, we remain the same. No matter how hard we try, we'll never be able to call ourselves new creations, like Paul calls us. We can't change ourselves on our own. But how does change occur? He says that anyone who is in Christ is transformed. But what exactly does this mean? What does it mean to be in Christ? Well, the term in Christ is actually a positional term. It refers to a location where someone is. The location of those who the location of those who are saved. When we put our faith in Christ, we're said to be in Him. We're located in Him. We're with Him. But again, what does this look like? If we go to church, can we say that we're in Christ? Can we say it if we're good people? Can we say it if we're baptized? Can we say it if we are people who spend time in prayer once in a while, or who have asked Jesus into our heart? Well, all these things are good. I don't think that they're what Paul is necessarily talking about here. Actually, we get a glimpse of the bigger picture, a better picture, when we look a few verses earlier. It says in 2 Corinthians 5, 14 through 15, either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone so that those who receive His new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. So what does it look like to be in Christ? Well, it's a matter of coming to faith in Christ, putting our faith and our trust in Him. It's a matter of dying to our old self, our own desires, our own path and plan. And instead, turning our lives to Him so that we're living with Him and for Him in this world. It's not just some words we say and then nothing more. It's not just a place where we go on a Sunday and nothing more. It's a matter of giving ourselves fully to the Lord. Paul says when this change occurs, when we have this faith in Jesus that we are new creations. He actually uses terminology of the old passing away, of dying, and something new coming into existence. The old flesh, the old selfish attitudes of our heart have been melted away, and something new, a new heart, has been formed. But how do we know if this change is taking place in us? How do we know if we're being transformed or if we are transformed? What does this new life, what does this new creation look like? Well, we see three effects to the change that takes place in us when we become followers of Christ. The first is that when we're in Christ, the way that we see others changes. In verse 16, Paul says, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. even though we had once regarded Christ as such. New Living Translation says, so we've stopped evaluating others from a human perspective. Well, what does this mean? How does this shape the way that we are changed? Well, at one point, Paul saw Jesus from a worldly point of view. He saw him as a man, and he saw him as a teacher, but nothing more. He failed to see who he really was. That was until Jesus revealed himself to Paul on the road to Damascus, appeared before him as the risen Lord. And Paul was never the same. Paul says this didn't just change his perspective about Christ, but this changed his perspective about everybody. No longer do we look at others in a worldly point of view when we understand who Jesus really is. Paul says when he looks at his fellow Christians, the ones that he likes, as well as those that he might not get along with, or those that he'd rather just ignore, he sees them as different. There's something different in them. He sees them for what they really are. Not as, to use our analogy, not as bottles to be thrown out, but as bags that are useful and loved by God. Not as people who are filled with sin and without hope, but as people who have potential, who are part of the family of God or could be part of the family of God, people that Christ died for. This is what he sees. Paul says we're to have this similar perspective. Rather than seeing people for what they look like on the outside, for how we relate to them or think about them, rather than regarding them from our own standpoint of whether or not they're useful to us or valuable to us, we look at them from God's perspective. We see people the way that God sees them. When we do this, we realize that as followers of Christ, we are all in Christ together. And that those who are not in Christ yet are people who have potential to know the love of Jesus and be welcomed into his family, not just problems that get in the way or people that don't get it or somehow people that we need to stay away from. You know, despite the church we attend or the differences we might have in our culture, our personalities, despite all the different things that divide, being new creations means seeing each other as valuable, as worthy of love and compassion and care, worthy of forgiveness and relationship. In Christ, enemies become brothers and sisters. Arguments become opportunities to show love. Life becomes about serving Christ together rather than serving him in opposition. Again, the way that we see each other totally changes. I think that this is something that when we look at the world we live in right now, this understanding of what it means to be in Christ is needed so much. When it is so easy to look at others with hate, when it's so easy to look at others with disdain as the problem, as the enemy. When we see through God's eyes, we see people who are hurting, people who are broken, people who are in need of love. But that's not all. When we're in Christ, the way that we see ourselves changes as well. In verse 17, Paul says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. I think for many of us, it might be easier to look at others differently than it is for us to look at ourselves differently. It's easy to get frustrated. It's easy to get down on ourselves, to feel guilty, to feel like we aren't doing enough, aren't good enough. We can get lost in what we once were and lost in the guilt of our sin. Wondering why God would ever love us or how God could ever use us for his purposes. If you're in this situation, it's encouraging to know that for Paul, the change that occurs when one surrenders to Christ is not mere speculation. It's not something that he says, if anyone is in Christ, they might be new creations. We don't know for sure. He says, if anyone is in Christ, they are new creations. They have been changed. It's a fact. If you have faith in Jesus Christ, you have been changed. The sin that once held you captive has been taken away. The guilt that and shame that once held you down, you're free from that because of what Jesus has done for you. Those old things have passed away. Because in the moment of your salvation, every sin you've ever committed was forgiven. Healing for every hurt you have ever suffered becomes available through Christ. Love and acceptance are yours despite your failure, despite your shortcomings, despite whatever you've experienced. Your past, no matter how difficult or painful, is completely provided for through Jesus. But not only this, when we're in Christ, we have a new purpose. The old has passed away, but something new has taken its place, a new purpose, a new life. No longer do we do things for ourselves or for our own gain. No longer is our main goal to get ahead in life. No longer are our lives going ultimately nowhere. Rather, our lives are about serving Christ and bringing Him the glory. They're about serving others and showing them the love that God has shown us. We see in 2 Corinthians 5, 17, that God has given us this task of reconciling people to Him. Paul says, God has been about reconciliation. He's been about bringing others into his family, bringing others into restored relationship with him. And Paul says that when you become a follower of Christ, all of a sudden you get to join God in that mission, in that plan. That your purpose all of a sudden is to experience the love of God that is transforming, but also to let other people know about that transforming love of God through Christ so that they can be changed as well. So that the kingdom of God expands, so the kingdom of God grows. The thing is, in order to be about the ministry of reconciliation, we have to realize that, hey, we can do that. That's something within our ability because we are followers of Christ. We may not feel comfortable sharing our faith. We may not feel comfortable talking about Jesus with other people, but we each have a story to tell. We each have a story of transformation that we can share to let others know about the realness and about the goodness of God. We have a purpose. You have a purpose to join in God's work in reconciling the world to Himself. Lastly, when we're in Christ, the way that we see God changes. In 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 19, we read that all of this is a gift from God who brought us back to Himself through Christ. And then in verse 19 it says, for God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. Before we came to know the love of Jesus, it was easy to look at God as someone who was wrathful, who was angry, who was waiting for the right moment for you to screw up so the punishment could come. Easy to look at God as the enemy, trying to get in the way of what you wanted out of your life. But when we understand Jesus, when we understand the life that we have in Him, all of a sudden our view of God shifts. Rather than an angry, wrathful God, we see a God that has loved us from the very beginning. A God that even while you were still sinning, even while you were still running from Him, was pursuing you, was coming after you, was reaching out for you with His open arms, trying to bring you back to Him, to let you know of His love. He was a God that wasn't against us, but a God that is for us, that was working for us, for our good. Wanting to forgive, wanting to reconcile. When we think about the way that we see others, when we think about the way that we see ourselves, understanding that this is the kind of God that we serve makes all the difference. Knowing that God is with us in this life, that He's working through us and transforming us is amazing. Because it means we don't have to do it on our own. We don't change by just simply trying harder, but we change by clinging to Christ, letting God's love fill us, letting His power fill us through the Holy Spirit, and letting Him do the work. Well, we just simply trust in Him. So my question is, where are you this morning? Have you been seeking change in your life, but seem to be getting nowhere? Are you looking for purpose other than simply doing things for yourself? If so, I encourage you to look at what Jesus Christ has to offer you. Encourage you to look at the forgiveness and the purpose and the hope that come in being His new creation, that come through putting your faith in Him. Just look around at the lives of those who legitimately follow Jesus and see how He has changed them. Talk to those who are Christians and ask them their story. Let this be the day that you begin that relationship with God, that you respond in faith to Him and say, Lord, I want to be new. And I know that that means I need to trust and follow Jesus Christ. And I want to do that, Lord. Help me. For the rest of you, if you are already Christians, the question is just, are you living as people who are changed? Have you taken the step to die to yourself and to make Christ your number one priority? Or are you simply just trying to do it on your own, trying to be a good person, but doing it all without Jesus? Thinking that that is what Christianity is all about. Are you living as people who are continuing to be changed, or are you drifting back to the way that you were? If you are in Christ, if you're a follower of Jesus, I just want to encourage you this morning to continue to let Him change you. Don't hold back from Him. Let Him continue to mold you into His image so that you can more effectively love Him and serve Him in this world, so that you can join Him in this ministry of reconciliation to those around you. Let Christ make you into something that can be used for His glory. something that can do far more than you ever would have imagined, something that can be a blessing to the world. Let him make you into a new creation. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your love and compassion and grace in our lives. Lord, you are so amazing. And to know that even while we were running away from you, you were pursuing us, you had a plan for us, that is even more amazing, Lord. So, Lord, we just pray that you would help us to live as your new creations. If there's someone here that hasn't made the decision to follow you, if they are still wondering what it means to trust you, Lord, we pray that today would be the day that they'd ask the questions, that they would make the decision to give their lives fully to you. But Lord, we also know that there are many of us who, while we have been followers of you for a long time, we feel like that it's easy to start to drift back into our old habits, into our own behaviors, into our old life. Help us to remember that we are new creations, that the old life that we had is no more, and that you are pushing us forward to new and exciting things. Help us to trust you and to follow you no matter where you lead. And Lord, use us so that you might be glorified. Use us so that more and more people might know you and your love. Fill us with your purpose and your passion. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.